everybody. Welcome back to the All Things Sports Podcast. My name is Matthew Gordon, and I'm here alongside with a Maryland football stud headlining this year's Maryland football team. He's the anchor for their defense. Here today is Ruben Hippolyte. Ruben, how you doing today, brother?
What's going on? Appreciate you for having me on.
Yeah, of course, of course. I mean, this is my first, we just spoke about it, but this is my first Maryland football guest. I'm excited. You know, an exciting season is ahead. Obviously, with the college football game coming out, I feel like it's a lot of buzz with college football in general. So it's going to be really cool to hear your perspective on things. But for those of you that are listening in today, Ruben has been playing with Maryland football for a lot of time now. He's a huge part of this defense, a huge part of this team. He's an anchor for this defense. He's going into his fifth season, I believe, and he is excited. He opted to return to Maryland after kind of deciding what he wanted to do. But he's here. And Ruben, how about you explain, you know, how you got to where you are now and a little bit more about yourself?
Yeah, so growing up, you know, I tell this story a lot. I hated football growing up. My dad kept forcing me to play football. Then around middle school, I decided to take my career by the reins and, you know, just sign up to play football. And I was just naturally gifted, you know, at playing the game. So it was more so like I would be dumb if I didn't pursue it. So, you know, from middle school on, I just took off, got to high school, started playing varsity, decided that I didn't want to get hit anymore. I played running back. So decided that I didn't want to get hit anymore. I wanted to do the hitting.
That's awesome.
So I transitioned to play linebacker, and I haven't looked back since. So, you know, I'm here now.
Nice. And, that's interesting. So I was going to ask you before we kind of dive into like recruiting processes in Maryland in general. So you didn't like football. And you were just naturally gifted. You were just good at it.
Yeah.
Have you grown to, I mean, it sounds like you've grown to love the sport, but I guess I want to ask, have you? And if you have, when was that moment that you were like, damn, like I really love this sport now?
Yeah, definitely have a great love for the game. I found out around middle school when I took the initiative to play. I think a lot of times when you look at, you know, children who are coming up, a lot of them are forced to play a sport, but you know, if they truly love a sport, you know, when they take the initiative to go to the practices, go to the game, they can't stop talking about it. Things of that nature, you know, that, you know, they receive validation from, you know, their peers and their people. So I got all of that around middle school, and then I just believed in myself, you know, kept going with it, kept being consistent and just stayed the course.
Yeah, and you're a Florida guy, right? You're from Fort Lauderdale?
South Florida, yep.
So I want to ask you about your recruiting process. So pretty sure you chose Maryland over a couple of prestigious programs, which include Penn State, Michigan, LSU. What kind of drove you to UMD? What was like the main factor that was like, you know, I want to be a Terp, and you've been here since you were a freshman. So clearly you've loved it here. So what kind of like drove you to go to UMD over these other programs? Not saying Maryland's a bad program by any means, but what was like the deciding factor for you?
Yeah, it just wasn't a hot commodity at the time. I'm the type of person where I like doing things different out of the box. And the decision I made to come to Maryland was, you know, for 40 years, was for just four. So it was just a great area to be around. You know, D.C. is 20 minutes. Baltimore is another 30 to 45. You know, just the vision that Coach Locks had for me when I met with him. I believe this stepped out on faith. Just wanted to be a big fish in a little pond. I knew I could come here and really earn my stripes and really make a name for myself kind of on a smaller scale, and then just recruit, you know, guys around me so we can get this place to where it is now. So that was my whole vision throughout my recruiting process. And, you know, like I said before, just haven't looked back since. It's been great experience, hell of a ride.
Yeah.
And, you know, we ain't finished yet. So
yeah, fuck yeah. And yeah, I mean, look at you now, bro. Like, you're a leader of this team. I mean, you can confidently say that. You've been with this team for a long time, ever since, I mean, I started school when you started a year after I started school. And, you know, it's great to see that you're still doing great things, of course. So that's awesome to hear. And it sounds like you've kind of made a home with the DMV. So that's really nice to you. Where'd you go to high school, by the way, in Florida?
So I went to American Heritage in Plantation, Florida, in Broward County for 3 years. And then I went to MacArthur High School in Hollywood, Florida, for my senior year.
Very cool. I know the area a little bit, so that's cool. I want to talk about you as a player. So it's kind of public knowledge at this point that Ray Lewis is like your player comp role model. It's like that's the player you can be. Did you love watching him growing up? Like, what kind of stuck out to you about him? I mean, he's electric as hell. We know that. But how do you feel like you've emulated his game? Like, how do you think like your style of play has been pretty similar to his? Like, have you sensed a growth within that? Or are you just still trying to be that guy? Like, how has that like shaped your career, having Will as like your role model?
I mean, for me, it was never. Well, I won't say never, but it wasn't really about style of play with Ray. It was more so about how he led, groups of men, and how he went about the game and how he played the game. And I kind of took that and emulated that within my game as far as, being a leader, because I knew I was good. Obviously, Ray is one of the best, and he has a skill set; he can do it all. But I looked to him as a role model for his leadership skills and qualities, because if I wanted to play this position, I couldn't, be passive, soft spoken. So I wanted to look to someone who was not those things and who really inspired and who really knew how to get, groups of men going. So that was the inspiration behind me looking up to Ray.
Yeah, and I think you've kind of emulated that perfectly. I think you were talking about Ray being a leader, and I think you've kind of grown into those footsteps. Like you've walked those footsteps. You are the leader of this Maryland football team now. So I think you're doing a great job at that. And Ray was electric, of course. Were you a Ravens fan because of him, or were you like a Dolphins fan? You want to stay loyal to Florida? Who are you a fan of growing up in the NFL?
Yeah, so I'm a local guy. So, Dolphins fan growing up, Heat fan growing up, any sport in Florida, South Florida area, I root for them and rep them. So
Must have been a fun time to be a Heat fan for you, wasn't it? At that point.
suddenly beating pots and pans in the streets, winning the finals, that was a core memory. Can't remember what game it was, but when we beat the Spurs, Ray Allen hit the three in the corner.
Game set,
Game six or seven, one of them.
yeah.
Amazing. So definitely a lot of great memories, a lot of great sports memories coming from, growing up in South Florida for sure.
100%. I'm a DMV guy, so if you can imagine, it's been tough for me, man. I think Maryland basketball has been the one, and football has had great success, of course, but like I think the one championship I've seen in my life has been Maryland in 2002. So you've seen a lot more than I have, but that's cool. And do you kind of go back to Florida a lot? Do you see yourself going there, or are you just like
I mean, anytime you get a break, I do my best. I try and go home as much as I can. But really, this season I've been traveling, or this year I've been traveling a lot. Traveling, training. So especially this summer, I haven't really been back home since May. So I've been grinding. And yeah, the next time I'll be home is after the year. So I tell everybody that it's back home. I'll be back when the war is over. So
Love it.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the war. Let's get right into it because I'm excited. I think this team this year has a lot of potential. Obviously, it's Talia left. He's with the Seahawks, I believe, and or somewhere over there. Billy Edwards, starting quarterback this year. What can we expect from this team? And we're going to really dive into, your relationship with Locks and everything like that. But how has practice been? How has the team felt? What are the vibes like? You don't have to tell us everything, but just from like a general standpoint, how are we feeling so far?
I mean, my motto going into this season is consistency and discipline, and how our habits on and off the field are going to help us win games. When you talk about potential, when you talk about looking forward, like we have all the pieces that we need to go win big. The only thing we have to do is apply ourselves and just trust our training. Like we need to go out there, we need to go win. I mean, for me, really, especially this year, it's around a time where, I'm done talking. I'm just ready to go do it. I'm ready to go show, what I've been working, and what I've been doing, and ready to go, perform for people who are watching. And the team feels the same way. So, I'm really at the point where Camp starts Tuesday, so we're just amped up for the opportunity. That's really it.
Dude, yeah, let's go. I'm amped up for you guys. So a couple preseason awards for you, some second team all Big Tens. A couple, I think two of them. How do you feel about those awards? Obviously, it's before the season, but does that kind of give you some, extra motivation? You want to get the first team, or what's that like to you to kind of be recognized by people before the season even starts? Also, you were a captain last year, so I just want to kind of throw that in. But how do you feel about all these awards coming in right away?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's political, but nonetheless, it's still a blessing just to be able to be recognized and be honored with those awards and with that recognition. I think the sports world after you, I say after middle school is just for fun, shits and giggles, and then once you get to high school, collegiate, pro is all political. So, my biggest thing with that. Just staying focused, obviously, working hard, and doing all that I did to get here, not changing too much and not doing too much, just keeping the main thing, and that's what kept me here a while, and that's what kept me successful, and that's what's going to keep me being successful. So, the preseason stuff, the honors, the recognition, it's all great at the end of the day, but I still got to go do it, and I still got to go perform. I can't be a bust out there. So,
Yeah, no, I'm sure it's just like a cool nod, before the season starts. It's like, damn, like these people recognize my game, they see what I do, but like now I gotta prove them right, but also like prove them wrong in a way, because you want to like one up it a little bit and really
no.
put the bar high, 100%. Let's talk about Locks. I'm sure that's your guy. I know the guys love him. I love him. I think he's fantastic. It looks like he's been putting in the work, in terms of skinny locks is what I'm seeing on social media. What's it like to play for a guy like Locks? I mean, did you? So I got to get this right. Did you play for Coach Durkin, or was that before you?
No, so I was a part of Locks' first full recruiting class.
Okay,
Going
cool.
20, yep.
Gotcha. So, yeah, so you've been with him from the jump. You've been with him the moment you started. So, how
Yep.
is your relationship with him kind of taken off? What was he like right away? What's he like now? Give us the whole rundown, because we don't necessarily see that. Fans of Maryland football, we see how he coaches on the field. We don't see what he's like in the locker room. We see the press conferences, but we don't see the actual relationship. So, in a brief summary, how about you describe like what it's like to really play for him?
Yeah, I mean, it's a blessing. He's so well connected. I mean, he has connections, from east to west, north to south, and it's like he's so well known. Obviously he's a great coach. He has a great pedigree. He comes from, the Saban tree, and he can do well in the football field, but he also does well off the field, and he's so well connected with a lot of people, a lot of powerful people who are in the corporate world. And we have a mentorship program here at Maryland where he started, where he has, owners from Fortune 500 companies, millionaires, billionaires, and I'm grateful enough to have two mentors, through him. I met them through him and through that program, and just all in all, he's a great guy, especially, for me, great father figure for me to have while I'm away, in school, just all around an individual that you want to play for, and an individual that you respect on a day-to-day, simply because he got it from the ground up, especially taking a head job here after what went down with Jordan McNair, and then the season where Maryland wasn't as successful as it is now. So he really got it from the ground up, taking a head job here, and everything that he told me in my process, as far as his vision and his plans and his goals and what he wanted to accomplish, he did that, and he told me what I could do, or what my role would be, and I fulfilled everything that I wanted to fulfill so far. So, definitely a man of his word, high character, and definitely a guy where, when I move on to the next level, I'll definitely come back to visit him, visit the team. So I mean. You want to play for a guy who's going to position you, and put you in great position to win, not only on the field but off the field, and Coach Locks with that guy.
Yeah, it sounds like he puts his players first, and that's really important. You said it, not me, when it comes to next level. I definitely want to talk about that. So, obviously, I think everyone knows your career aspirations, but what's in it for you? What do you really see yourself? Where do you see yourself going? Obviously, you want to get to the next level in terms of the NFL, but I've also like done some research on my end, and it seems like that there's some interest in you kind of getting into like the representation side as well. So, for those that are listening in today, how about you just let them know like what you're looking to do? Obviously, you're taking it day by day. I mean, you're about to start the season. It's going to be a lot, but what are some like what are some career goals for you? And I'm sure you'll inspire a lot of people that are listening in today.
Yeah, no doubt. First of all, I gotta update wherever you're getting that info from about representation, because I definitely don't want to be an agent no more at all.
I'll send you the link after. That's a botch on my part, but that was what I saw. So
that's definitely on me, because that's what I said. That's probably on my website and all that other stuff. But anyway, I definitely want to go into the media space. Commentary. Sports analyst. That's definitely a passion of mine. I have no problem with speaking. Speaking is a strong suit for me. Giving speeches is not a problem for me. I was just at Media Day last week, and it was very comfortable. Got a lot of compliments on how I spoke and just how comfortable I was, and that's definitely a calling of mine that I think will suit me well when my playing career is over. But going to the playing career side, I just want to be the best player that I can be. Obviously, a high character guy, someone who's going to work hard and who's going to give their best day in and day out. And I just want to play for as long as I can. I want to retire by at least 35, though. I'm not trying to play that long, but definitely want to get as much juice out of the orange as I can. Just really do numbers with this football thing. I mean, I made it this far. Definitely don't look forward to slowing down anytime soon. But yeah, man, like how I feel, I just want to really inspire people with how I play, how I communicate, and just impact the game in that way. Because I know I have the ability and the skills to do it. But at the end of the day, it's all about how you make people feel. People will always remember that. So that's my outlook on my future as far as playing career and after my playing is over.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's great to see that you want to have a lasting impact on the game. That's really important. I feel like a lot of players do, but also some don't. Some don't really realize that, but you do have huge pull, not just within the University of Maryland. You've have pull with football in general. You've done a lot for this game. You've been prepping for this moment your entire life in terms of just playing for Maryland and being a captain of this team and leading this team. So that's great to hear. I will send you the link of where I saw that and you can have them take it down.
Yeah,
but
definitely. For
that's interesting
sure.
that you want to get into the commentary space. So who is your favorite who's like your favorite commentary team? And I guess another question I have is, would you rather listen to Kirk and Reese, or would you rather listen to like Tony Romo, or maybe that was a bad example, maybe like Greg Olsen, or like NFL or college football? Who would you rather listen to?
I mean, I like the College Game Day set. Obviously, Herb Street is a guy that, you turn on Friday Night Lights, Saturday Night Lights, like primetime games. That's who you hear.
Yeah.
Same with NFL. A lot of people don't like Romo, but I mean, I think I like Romo. I like how he obviously he's a quarterback. He knows what's going to come, what's going to happen, and 9 times out of 10, that's what happens. The NFL is a copycat league, so he's seen a lot. He's made a lot of plays in that league, and
Yeah.
I would hope a quarterback who is that successful can, call out plays that are coming. But I think when it comes to just the media space, I look at Ryan Clark a lot. I like how he works. I like how he prepares. I like how he speaks. And I just like how confident he is, on set, whether it's on the podcast, the pivot that they have, or on Get Up, or Good Morning Football, or I can't think of the other sports network. But yeah, I think he has a different confidence about himself, and obviously he was a former player, hell of a player. And I feel like that's who I kind of, see myself as, when you're talking about 10, 20 years from now.
Yeah, of course. I mean, obviously the NFL is gonna be first. And did you attend? So walk me through your process actually going back to school. Were you highly considering the NFL? I mean, I'm sure you were. What was that like, the whole combine process? Like just like all of that. Because obviously, again, we don't know. You would know better than anybody listening in today. So
Yeah, so I won't tap into the combine process until after this season.
okay.
So I haven't experienced none of that yet, but definitely have aspirations of going to the next level. I worked very hard to get this far, and like I said before, don't I have no plans on stopping now or doing something else in my life. I think this is a calling of mine, or one of them, and I definitely want to fulfill it for as long as I can, for as long as I'm blessed to. Are able to fulfill it for. I think that when you look at this whole process and in total, it's all about how I produce. This game and just sports in general is a production based business. Do you produce and do you help us win? I mean, everybody wants to win, so I think I'm a winner, and I think once I get to that process, not saying it'll be smooth sailing, it definitely bumps in the road, but I think I'll be well off because I know how to win and I won't be denied. So,
Yeah, you have traits that you can't really teach. So
for sure.
that's awesome. The last thing I want to discuss about, I kind of mentioned it briefly, but the college football video game, and you've done like a little tour for it. I think you were one of the three Maryland players that were, I think it was like you, Ty Felton, somebody else. What's that been like? So I have so many questions about it because number one, everyone had to either opt in or opt out. I'm pretty sure all of Maryland opted in. I've been playing with you guys. It looks like everyone's there. So, when did you opt in? Can you share that info? Like, when did you like have to make that decision? When did you make that decision, I should say?
Yeah, so I think it was like I want to say it was in June. It's either in May or June. I can't
This
remember.
year.
Yeah, this year.
Wow.
I can't remember if it was. Well, yeah, it had to be the beginning of June, because the game came out what a couple weeks ago or 2 weeks.
July 16th, so
Yeah,
mid-July.
so like May, June, around that time when we all opted in. Yeah, I mean, I feel good about it. It's a very fun game. I'm kind of upset right now because I've been, getting my ass beat a couple of times. But, it's a part of it. But all in all, it's just a blessing to be in a video game. Usually I have to wait till, I get to that next level to get on Madden, but I don't gotta wait no more. So
I mean, being in a video game is insane. Like, how does that feel, man? Like, you play with yourself.
yeah, it feel great. I got a lot of feedback, a lot of messages from people saying that, I'm their best player on their defense,
You
and
have the star in the game. Like, you have the X Factor thing. It's up.
I mean it's great, man. It's great. I'm just glad that I can inspire people through a game. And like you said, a lot of people don't speak to me on a daily basis. They only watch me on the field. And then, now they can go home and, use me on the game and be inspired by that as well. So, I mean, it's just great to, have a lasting impact on and off the field, literally on and off the field. So, I mean,
Yeah. No, seriously. And the game is fun as fuck, straight up. And my last question about it, because I honestly am so surprised with how well they captured Maryland's like pregame. I don't know if you like see them coming out of the fieldhouse and everything. Did you see them like come to College Park? Like, did you get any info of them like coming to College Park, filming it all? Like, did you see them record anything?
Yeah,
Or was
so
it
I personally didn't see him come to the stadium or come to College Park. Yeah, I was just surprised as you when I saw, the final product and everything like that. Just like the likeness of everything,
See,
the flames, like Testudo. Yeah, man. So I mean, like I said, I didn't see them personally come, but they definitely got everything spot on. So I mean,
spot on.
I'm good with
I was gonna say, good thing you approved.
it.
Ruben, well, thank you so much for coming on, man. I mean, look, football season starts pretty soon. So, for those of you that listen today, tune into Maryland football. It should be an exciting year. Ruben's heading into his last year of football, but should be his best one. He is going to absolutely tear it up in the field, and we're so excited to watch. Ruben,
Definitely.
thank you so much. We'll be in touch, brother. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.